Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you could join me today. Wherever you are listening from, take a moment, breathe deeply, and remind yourself. God has given you another day, and that means your story is still being written. Today, I want to speak to you about a truth that somebody listening desperately needs to hear. You are more than your past. Our Bible text today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, which reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." James Dyson, the British inventor behind the Dyson vacuum cleaner, spent years developing his first successful bagless vacuum. He built prototype after prototype, and the number eventually reached more than 5,000 attempts before he arrived at a design that worked. Think about that. Imagine looking at prototype number 1,500 and saying, "Maybe I'm just not good at this." Imagine prototype number 3,000 whispering, "This is who you are. You are the man whose ideas don't work." But Dyson didn't allow yesterday's failure to become tomorrow's identity. He kept going. And eventually, the thing that once looked like a long record of failure became part of the story of his success. That is an important lesson for somebody listening today. Your past may explain where you have been, but it does not have the authority to determine where you are going. Maybe you made mistakes. Maybe you made some decisions you wish you could undo. Maybe you failed in business. Maybe a relationship ended badly. Maybe you trusted the wrong person. Maybe you wasted opportunities. Maybe there are things in your past that you are not proud of. But hear me clearly. Your worst moment is not your whole story. The enemy wants you to keep introducing yourself by what happened yesterday. You are the person who failed. You are the person who made that mistake. You are the person who messed up. But God speaks differently. Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." God is not denying your past. He is telling you that your past does not have to imprison your future. Look at Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. He failed publicly. Yet Jesus did not throw Peter away. After his resurrection, Jesus restored him, recommissioned him, and Peter went on to become a powerful voice in the early church. Your failure can become a lesson without becoming your identity. Your disappointment can become wisdom without becoming your destiny. Your past can be a chapter without becoming the title of your book. I don't know what you are passing through today. I don't know what memories still make you uncomfortable or what mistakes you still regret. But I want you to lift your head. God is not finished with you. There is still purpose in you. There is still grace ahead of you. There are still doors God can open. There are still prayers that can be answered. There are still things you can become. And according to Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, "The God who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it." So stop allowing an old chapter to convince you that the book is finished. Your past is behind you. Grace is before you. Beloved, I declare over your life today, you will not be imprisoned by your past. Every voice of condemnation speaking against your future is silenced in the name of Jesus. The mistakes of yesterday will not destroy the opportunities of today. You are receiving fresh strength, fresh wisdom, and fresh courage. What you lost will not define you. What went wrong will not be the end of your story in Jesus' name. God is giving you grace to rise again, move forward, and become everything He has called you to be. Your past is not your identity. You are a new creation in Christ. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, what part of my past have I allowed to define me that God has already given me grace to move beyond? Be honest with yourself. Then release it to God. Actions for the day. Do one thing today that represents moving forward. Make that phone call. Start that project. Apologize where necessary. Forgive yourself. Return to prayer. Apply for the opportunity. Take the first step. Don't wait until you feel completely confident. Move forward with faith. And finally, as we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. I want you to say this with me. I am not my past. I am a new creation in Christ. My mistakes do not define me. My failures do not determine my future. God is still working in me, and my best days are ahead. I receive fresh grace, fresh strength, and fresh courage today. I will rise. I will move forward. And I will fulfill God's purpose for my life. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word. And thank you for everyone listening today. Thank you because their past does not cancel their purpose. Give them grace to forgive themselves, wisdom to learn from yesterday, and courage to embrace the future you have prepared for them. Let this day bring fresh opportunities, divine direction, peace, and progress. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode of Winning Every Day with someone who needs to hear that their story is not over. Go into this day with faith. Go with courage. Go with expectation. And remember, you are more than your past.
You're tuned into the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.